It's a new day and a new edition of CNN Student News, your commercial-free source for news for the classroom. Thanks for spending part of your Friday with us. I'm Carl Azus. The world is watching the people of Burma demand their freedom. That's what President Bush said in a statement yesterday. The Southeast Asian country is also known as Myanmar. Protesters have been rallying in its capital city for more than a week. They're calling for democracy from the country's ruling military, and some recent clashes between demonstrators and security forces have turned violent. Dan Rivers has the latest on what's happening there.
Today appears to be by far the worst day of violence so far in Yangon. We have reports of several people having been shot dead, of crowds being fired on indiscriminately by the police. One website reported that a truckload of police drove near to a shopping mall and opened fire, spraying the crowd with bullets. We've been seeing photos posted on the internet of what is purportedly blood on the floor of monasteries. We're being told that hundreds of monks have been rounded up and taken away in police trucks. We spoke to one young woman who bravely came on the phone to tell us what was going on. She said she'd seen one member of the National League for Democracy, the main opposition group, being shot dead in front of her. She said a lot of other people were injured, that the crowds were determined to come back tomorrow, that most had now left the streets because it was dark, but they were determined to fight on. And she left with this plea saying, "Please, the outside world must help my country. We have no weapons to fight back. All we can do is protest." Dan Rivers, CNN, Bangkok.
The protests in Myanmar are just one of the stories in our weekly news quiz. Head over to CNNStudentNews.com. Use this free resource to test your news knowledge. California, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas all bump up against America's neighbor to the south. We're talking a boundary line that's almost 2,000 miles long, and all of it is under the protection of the U.S. Border Patrol, at least on one side. Casey Wyand catches us up on some recent developments around the U.S.-Mexico border.
For a Border Patrol agent, apprehending a drug smuggler is second only to catching a would-be terrorist. Busting three suspected smugglers, that's a good day. But when those three manage to steal your Border Patrol vehicle and escape back to Mexico, well, but that's exactly what happened Sunday evening on a remote highway near Calexico, California. A Border Patrol spokeswoman says, "We can confirm a U.S. Border Patrol vehicle was stolen. It has been recovered. It is under investigation." The Border Patrol agent reportedly left his vehicle running with the handcuffed suspects inside. While the agent searched their vehicle for drugs, they drove off across the Mexican border. The Border Patrol says Mexican police using a helicopter helped locate and return the vehicle. Customs and Border Protection had better luck earlier Sunday when they discovered a tunnel officers say is the first of its kind. It was being constructed directly under a traffic lane at the official port of entry connecting Nogales, Arizona with Nogales, Mexico. Like most, the tunnel was discovered by accident when an officer noticed a hole in a lane traveled by thousands of cars, trucks, and buses daily. Mexican police found digging tools on their side. It was the second cross-border tunnel uncovered in a week. This one, near Yuma, Arizona, was found after a Department of Homeland Security water truck dropped 4 feet into a sinkhole. CBP says this tunnel originated in a Mexican house and stretched 100 yards into the United States.
It tells me that they're awfully brazen, that they can build a tunnel underneath an existing four-lane highway or right by the port of entry, just within yards of where you have Border Patrol agents. My suspicion is that the problem is much worse than we know.
More than 40 tunnels have been found under the U.S.-Mexico border since September 11, 2001. Congress last year passed a law increasing criminal penalties for those who build tunnels under the border. Customs and Border Protection says the tunnels are evidence they're doing a better job, making it more difficult to sneak into the United States by traditional methods. Casey Wyand, CNN, Los Angeles.
This Friday's shout-out is dedicated to Miss Long's world history classes at Legacy High School in Mansfield, Texas. Which planet is third from the sun? You know what to do. Is it Earth, Venus, Mars, or Neptune? You've got 3 seconds. Go! With a human population of 6.6 billion, the Earth is the third planet from the sun. That's your answer, and that's your shout-out.
That population has risen from 2.9 billion people in just the last 50 years. Of course, the number's only expected to keep going up. So how does this population growth affect our world? That's one of the issues covered in Planet in Peril, a CNN documentary that premieres next month. We've got a sneak preview for you right this second.
We're working on a documentary series called Planet in Peril. We're literally traveling around the world to bring people to sort of the front lines of where the planet is in peril.
As the ice melts, it affects sea levels around the world, which impacts tens of millions of people.
There's a lot of animals right here that range the gamut of critical status. And there very well may be species here that Arctides won.
Biggest conflicts that are going to occur in Africa are going to be because of water or the lack of water.
Time is short, though. Officials tell us two-thirds of this biological preserve have already been destroyed.
It's going to be a four-hour documentary. We wanted to bring people really to the front lines of these problems and show them in a very visceral way.
Probably 10 to 20,000 elephants. The numbers...
So sometimes, Anderson, there is conflict between human beings and elephants.
Resources of CNN to deliver that experience. It's a view you will not soon forget.
Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. To bring you this special documentary, we've gone around the world to see some of the environmental changes taking place on our planet right now. But you don't have to wait until October to see the stories. You can get a sneak peek at cnn.com/planetinperil. And we've got a little homework assignment for you. After you watch the previews of the website, we want to know what you think and what questions these stories are sparking for you. You can ask me just about anything, maybe about what it was like to fly above a Brazilian rainforest or land on an ice sheet off the coast of Greenland. I'll answer you the best I can and hopefully give you a behind-the-scenes look at making Planet in Peril. Email, or better yet, send in a video iReport of you asking your question. You can do all that at cnnstudentnews.com. All the links you need are available on the main page.
You heard him. CNN Student News is taking part in this special event. And you can send us your iReports at cnnstudentnews.com. While you're there, check out the activity we've put together for Planet in Peril. And that's not all. Video segments, learning activities, an interactive quiz, all of it coming your way in October, only from CNN Student News. All right, now, time for a look at the lighter side of news. A gaggle of gorillas run amok. Some freestyling firefighters busting rhymes. Sounds like the kind of things you can find only off the beaten path. It's not often you're in the middle of an on-camera report when this happens. Our own Emily Chang was in the midst of gorillas. Not the kind that stare at you at the zoo, but the kind that slip on sneakers and sprint the streets of London.
I've always loved gorillas.
Okay, maybe it's a little hard to take her seriously. But the Gorilla Run is seriously good for gorillas, who benefit from the awareness and funds raised by the event. So it's not just monkeying around, even though you see everything from Hawaiian gorillas to these guys.
Well, we've gone as classical Roman gladiators, and we're called the Team Gorillators.
And with outfits that ape healing, they're already dressed for Halloween. Speaking of Halloween, all right, they're not really costumes. These Swiss firefighters are breaking it down to heat things up. Now, unless you're a fervent fan of firehouse hip-hop, and who isn't, you might be asking, is this a joke?
No, monsieur.
No, monsieur. It's music with a numerical message.
About a year ago, directory assistants changed their number from 112 to a number close to ours, so we are trying to help people stop confusing the two.
It contains pointers like, if you were locked out, call the locksmith. If your toilet is blocked, call the plumber. And for animals under 10 kilos, make sure you don't call us. Well, maybe it loses a bit in translation, but you'll certainly find a story like this off the beaten path. And that's the end of our path for today. We'll see you right back here on Monday. Have a wonderful weekend. I'm Carl LaZeus.